This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch here on my flagship station, MH60 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. Two great radio stations all across America that play us at various times on the weekend. And we want to thank everybody that serves in the military, our military men and women that are listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and those bulk mail centers, too, making sure the mail gets sorted out so we can get it delivered to us today. Thank you very, very, very much. And to our Uber, our Lyft, our taxi drivers, our bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Radio Show. Follow us over there. And on Twitter, we are at Captain's America. Well, hour number two of the weekend show, we do something a little different in that we play the national anthem. Bless America, and thank you to all those people that are serving her, keeping all of us free and safe. And good morning to you, Flip, and good morning to James and Valdosta. Good morning to Dave up in Indiana. Good morning to, let's see here. Who we got? We got some new people chiming in here. But good morning to our folks listening to us around the world. Good morning to Peter. Good morning to Margie. She's out in California today. Hello, Margie. How you doing? And good morning to Patrick. Good morning to Brooke. Good morning to Susan. And hello to Major Mac. And hello to Maria, who for some reason is out and about out there. She's out west, I believe. Now she's in Nevada. I think that's where she's at right now. Okay. Well, President Trump yesterday, in going from the White House to the helicopter to go off on a little a weekend excursion, if you will, talked about the people coming into the country illegally. And this is what he had to say to the members of the press that were standing out there firing off a bunch of questions to him.
The reason is because you have to go in, you can't let anybody know, otherwise when you get there, nobody will be there. But a big factor is to let people outside of the country that want to come in legally and illegally into our country. Where they come in caravans, where they surge the border, which, by the way, we have the numbers way down right now, if you see, because Mexico has done a fantastic job. Mexico has 26,000 soldiers right now on the border. They have been fantastic because of tariffs, but I don't care what it's because Mexico, in fact, I'll be calling the president at a certain point. I just hope they keep it up. Because if the Democrats would change the laws, which I was thinking about putting together, as you know, with the gun situation. So we have immigration and we have, let's say, some of the things we're talking about right now. You have them together. But I want people to know that if they come into the United States illegally, they're getting out. They're going to be brought out. And this serves as a very good deterrent. If people come into our country illegally, they're going out. They're not coming in illegally and staying. We have bad laws. They may get in, although we're being very tough, but they may get in. But it doesn't matter because they're going out. And when people see what they saw yesterday, and like they will see for a long time, they know that they're not staying here.
Now, Denise Simon and I in the next hour are going to be talking about these raids that we just had in Mississippi. And she found out some very interesting things yesterday, which we'll be talking about when it came to looking at the documents that were there. We are going to be mentioning that. And, of course, we're also going to be talking about the fact that the documents that she was looking at also included the Epstein documents. And there was some big, earth-shattering names that came out of that. And I'm telling you, there's a bunch of people that are really going to wind up paying dearly for that one. Now, Sebastian Gorka, one of my fellow broadcasters on the Salem Radio Network, came out and said that just be patient. Just be patient because there would be charges, there would be convictions coming against people, and didn't make any predictions as to who it was going to be or how it was going to be, but he did say that high-level DOJ officials will be charged with very serious felonies. Just be patient. And I'll take him at his word. He knows more about it than I do. All right, we're coming back with more. And if you want to opine, Kathy's going to give you the phone number. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And this is the weekend edition of the show that's on Monday through Friday from 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. But on weekends, we are a three-hour program. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
Alrighty, and Frank Salvato is on every Monday through Friday, or Monday and Friday, sorry, twice a week, and we enjoy having him on. Make sure you check him out, catch the podcast, because we always enlighten the audience with the things we got going on. Alrighty. This portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You heard me talk about them. I've been on the product. I am a customer for about the last 3 years, give or take a month or two. And in my case, I have arthritis, and arthritis can be very annoying, very nagging, and very painful. And I was pretty much condoned to being told by a doctor I had to take Mobic and Flexeril for the rest of my life to get relief, because of the swelling I had as a result of it, with the injuries I had, and the pain that I had, the overall general pain, plus the mobility in some cases. But I got sick of it because it had side effects. And I said, look, I'm going to get off. What's the strongest thing I can take that's not become narcotic? And I was told, well, I'll probably leave, but you want to take it with food. Don't take more than 6 a day, and take it morning, noon, and night with your meals. But remember, you could have internal bleeding, blah, 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 blah. So while I took it for a while, I also was in search of something different. Well, one day, my buddy Mike Gallagher on his show was talking about Relief Factor. I heard about it. I ordered it. I spent the $19.95 to get the 3-week quick start. I followed the instructions. I took it just the way it said to take it. And guess what? Voila! Just like magic, the pain was gone. And I mean gone. Now, does it come back? Yeah, it comes back every now and then. But I currently take 2 of the 4-pill capsules, all natural, per day, one in the morning with a meal, and one in the afternoon about supper time when I have my normal supper, which is probably lunch for some people. But anyway, because my schedule is different because I'm on all night long. So That's what I do, and it works. And let me suggest to you that since it's worked for me, maybe, just maybe, it might give you relief and work for you. So, it costs $19.95 plus shipping for the 3-week quick start plan. You get on that, and if it works for you and you want to continue it, you don't do anything, it automatically becomes a monthly plan, shipping plan to you. But if it doesn't work for you, and very few people have told me it hasn't, you then tell them to cancel it, and that's it. No harm, no harm, foul. It just cost you like $20 plus the shipping to get it to you. So here's where you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. The website again, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And take advantage of the $19.95 quick start plan. You'd be glad you did. Okay. Joe Biden, the gift that keeps on giving, the other day, had a little something to say, and you want to talk about putting your foot in your mouth? Here it comes.
The other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it. We think, no, we're going to dumb it down. They can do anything anybody else can do, give it a shot.
Poor kids are just as talented as white kids. Wow. Can you believe it? And then he realized, and he switched around, added a couple more things. Now, not to be outdone, here is a protester calling for pitchforks and torches outside of Trump-supporting people, especially this billionaire in the Hamptons. Listen to this nonsense. This is ridiculous.
People of color is public.
Right.
People of color are already targets under this administration.
Right.
I have no problem with shining the light back on the donors who fund this kind of racialized hate. I go further. I want pitchforks and torches outside this man's house in the Hamptons. Right. I've been to the Hamptons. It's very nice. There's no reason why it has to be. There's no reason why he should have a nice little party.
Uh-huh. How would you like to have somebody out in front of your house because you had a nice little place and maybe you're doing well for yourself with pitchforks and torches? What would you do? I guarantee you there's some sections of the South where it would never happen. The police would say goodbye, move on, put the torches out. But it is what it is. And they'd probably do it in the North in some places with reservation, but it is what it is. Now, the president... I'm going to give his answer to first of all, Joe Biden and what he had to say, his comments. This is what the president said about Joe Biden.
Yeah, his comments, look, Joe is not playing with a full deck. He made that comment. I said, whoa, I saw it because I was on something. I had a television. I saw his comment. Joe Biden is not playing with a full deck. This is not somebody you can have as your president. But if he got the nomination, I'd be thrilled.
Well, we'd all be thrilled if Biden gets the nomination. He'd be a thrill a minute, and he'd be a joke a minute, too, because you'd sit back and you'd go, this guy, this guy. All right. Now, here we go with the racist comments that we've heard coming from the left almost every day. Beto O'Rourke, who, by the way, very soon will no longer be running for president because he's done. He's finished. Kamala Harris's numbers are way down. We'll see what goes on, what happens. All right. I think we got Ian on the phone. Let's see. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's Ian. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that clip you just played about those people out there up in Long Island, out there in Hamptons.
Yep, I've been there.
We know this kind of stuff's been going on since the 2016 campaign, right?
Well, since before that, but yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, before that,
yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's going to happen if they take the guns away? If they take the guns away, these people are going to go full checka, because the only thing that's holding them back is that little thing in the back of their head may or may not be armed. Now, in New York State, the gun control laws are already out of control.
Yeah, they are.
Down south, like you mentioned, it's not that bad yet. We got to stop this gun control thing. I'm really disappointed in the whole Republican apparatus. I mean, are they either stupid? Are they surrender monkeys? Can they not see what's going to happen? And all these people that say, oh, it won't happen here. This is America. Yeah, right. Give me a break. It's already happening in slow motion, and we're just standing around chronicling it, not doing anything about it.
True.
Yeah, well, that's taking my call. I'm not giving up my guns.
No,
I'm not voting Republican. I'm sorry.
Nobody has to give up guns. Nobody has to give up guns, and I don't think it's going to come to that. Will there be actions to try to do that? Of course. But I don't see it happening, even at the national level. They talk about assault weapons. Now, at one time, we did have an assault weapons ban, and I believe that was under Barack Obama. I believe he instituted it there after one of the mass shootings. I believe it was maybe the shooting in Connecticut, if I remember right. I'm going on memory. And it lasted for a while, and then it got rescinded because the Republicans and their base said, hold it here. You've put some weapons out of reach that, used in a normal manner, they're not set up to fire 100 rounds. They're not set up to fire automatically. They're pull the trigger once, you fire one shot. You pull it five times, you get five shots. You squeeze the trigger, you still get one shot. They weren't adapted. And maybe that's the way to solve it, is to do that you can't do these modifications on certain weapons. Because, again, military-grade weapons are something totally different. And I think you've heard me tell you this. I had a 30-round magazine on an M1A1 carbine when I was in Vietnam. 30-round magazine. And I had the firing pin filed down. And if I put my finger on the trigger and held it there, I could squeeze off five rounds before I'd have to ease up and pull it again to squeeze off another five rounds. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana.
You're going to get caught in a break, so I'm going to hold you over, but go ahead and start.
Okay, what Ian said, I don't think this bill will pass muster in the Senate.
I don't believe
so. McConnell's up for re-election in Kentucky. North Carolina's up. Mm-hmm. Georgia's up. Colorado's up. I can't remember the other. Oh, Doug Jones in Alabama will be gone the end of November.
Well, if he brings up guns and starts getting involved in that stuff, you bet he'll be gone.
Yeah, because right now McConnell's in a very...
All right, well, now, look, Dan, hang on. I'm going to hold you over, and I'm going to bring you on after we come back from this break, because I know you've got some important things to talk about, and I definitely want to get into that with you. So, folks, don't go anywhere. We're Dan the Man, our Professor Emeritus. How about that? We got our local professor and our Professor Emeritus from Purdue University up there in Lafayette, Indiana, and we're going to hear Dan when he comes back. Looking forward to what he has to say. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
On the fifth anniversary of Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, his father urged St. Louis County's top prosecutor to reopen the investigation into the white police officer who fatally shot the unarmed 18-year-old black man.
5 years today,
I lost my firstborn, my only son. It was a day I thought I would never see, a day that has changed my life forever. Although I have been forced to learn how to cope with his absence, I would never guess the fact that my son would no longer be heard and justice has not been served.
Prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell, the county's first black prosecutor, took office in January. Bell would not say whether his office would reopen the case, but said it's doing everything it can to understand the underlying issues that contributed to the tragic death. That shooting led to weeks of protests that included looting and violent confrontations between demonstrators and police. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All righty, Frank Silvato is on twice a week with us from the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast, and we appreciate him very, very, very much. And this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Mass., which is Boston. The other in Clearwater, Florida, which is Tampa Bay. And they can, in 14 short months, have you well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, starting out at least $50,000 to $60,000 per year. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call and schedule a tour of their facility, one of their two facilities. Give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, to find out more. And remember to tell them the captain sent you, but tell them you want to take the tour. There you go. All right, well, I've got Dan the Man with us, the Professor Emeritus of the Captain's America Third Watch. And good morning, Dan. And what, again, I'm doing this on purpose because you always have such a great wealth of information you bring to the program. So what's on your mind?
Well, pretty much what I said, Mitch McConnell's up for re-election. Mm-hmm. Senate Majority Leader's up for re-election. Kentucky will not hear of any gun bans or any gun regulations, new ones. I have the Senate seat, Purdue and Georgia, he's up. North Carolina's up. Colorado, big gun states are up.
Yep.
In the Senate. So These aren't going to be gerrymandered states. You know, you're going to run statewide. And I just don't see how a Republican in that situation can vote for what the House is, you know, passed, what they are talking about, because it's just not going to fly in very conservative southern states and some of the more conservative Midwest states. So you look at this, I don't see it going anywhere, thank God. I think, you know, people are kind of getting in an uproar over it, but McConnell doesn't even want to deal with it.
Well, yeah, he wouldn't come back early with a session. He would not come back early, and they're all upset about that. And he said, no, we'll come back in September, and it'll be on the table then.
Then hopefully by that, emotions will cool. People will kind of forget about it. No more shootings. And we'll just, you know, walk through it and just forget it. But, you know, the Republicans, like even President Trump, if he reneges on this, if he pushes any kind of gun legislation, he's going to end up like George H.W. Bush when 1988 Bush said, no more new taxes, and then he turns around and he increases taxes. You know, you don't want to get caught up in the swamp.
He lost an election, too, over that.
And that is it. That could undermine his election in 2020, especially in some states like some of the more conservative states. You know, they take that gun rights stuff very, very serious. And, you know, one of the things that I read today in the Gannett paper, our local paper, was, you know, mental health experts say these shooters are not mentally ill. It shows you how left-wing the mental health profession is. You know, because they are crafting excuses now for Democrat lawmakers. They're into politics up to their eyeballs. Listen, you got a kid out there and walks in, like, in Dayton and just starts blowing people away. Don't tell me that kid is normal.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if he's left wing or right wing or whatever wing. You do that, you have a definite mental problem. And I kind of agree with what Rosemary the Prayer Angel always says. Guns don't kill people. People with guns kill people. You know, it comes down to the person himself and correct thinking. And these people are not thinking right. And you take the liberal Democrats in the House, you know, they never grew up around a gun. They never used one. They never developed a respect for it. You know, I did. And that's completely different. They just think, oh, they see a gun, it's bad. And that's not true. You know, we got 320 million people in this country, and they say we have 360 million guns. Well, you try to take them away. You know, I was once... You know, it'll never happen. You can ban, buy, or bust, and there's too many to ban, too many to bust, and we don't have the money to buy them back. And
But, my friend, and we talked about this during the break, if you take an AR-15, a .223 AR-15, that's a one-shot weapon, it has a chamber, it has a magazine where you have, generally, they come with a 15-round magazine. I don't think somebody should be walking around with a 100-round magazine. I mean, what are you going to do with that?
Right, well, I would agree with you on that. You know, even a 15-shot magazine might be too much. Maybe go to a 5-10-shot.
Well, they did. California went down to, I think, 7 or something like that, and there was another state went to 9, just an oddball number. But 15, I think, should be, you know, if they come with a 15-round mag, boom, that's what goes in it.
Right. You got a 100-round magazine, you're out to do some real damage. I don't
Yeah, and what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to go out hunting. What are you going to do, chop down a tree with 100 rounds of ammo?
Exactly.
You ever seen what 100 rounds of ammo in a straight line of fight a fire does in a jungle? You knock down trees.
It's like it looks like a weed eater went through there after
yeah.
that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, the magazine thing doesn't bother me as much as just the outright... They call semi-automatics automatics.
Yeah.
You know, one pull, one shot.
And we talked about the shotgun they talked about. There was a Browning automatic shotgun, which took 7 in the chamber and, I'm sorry, 7 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber. So it had 8 rounds. And they said because you didn't have to bolt, you know, use the bolt on it, or pump it, it was an automatic weapon. You just hold the finger on the trigger. It doesn't work that way. It's one shot per pull of the trigger on a Browning automatic shotgun. But they tried to call that an automatic weapon. That's how stupid they were.
because they've never been around it. They've never had the experience of firing one or living around it. Or really, you know, you're not going to take a gun away from somebody in Kentucky during deer season, or you're not going to put new rules on this, because there probably won't be a pitchfork moment, but there will be a political tsunami in terms of voting. And I think that's what's scaring a lot of the Republicans, and I hope it scares the daylights out of them. I hope they don't do what Ian said and try to slide it through the Senate. I don't think it'll pass.
Only way it'll go is it'll come through the House more than likely.
Because it's all gerrymandered.
All right, well, hold on a minute, because I think, believe it or not, hold on a minute. Let me get to this. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Limbo Larry. I'm moving to the middle of Central Florida somewhere, nowhere.
Okay.
I just wanted to comment on what you guys are talking about.
Go ahead.
And, the left right now, they think that this shooting stuff is the recipe for doing it. So don't think this is going to go away. Because now that this is kind of like their culture now. They know if they keep doing these mass shootings, it's just gonna. They think that's gonna be the end of the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what we have right now? We have a very serious problem with the FBI, Matt.
Yeah.
They are not working for the American people at all. They are anti-American, and they do want our guns. And I'm gonna call it out and say it: El Paso stinks.
Yeah,
I mean, that stinks to high heaven. Now, Ohio was real, and I'm not saying people didn't die in El Paso, but that thing just stinks.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. All right, well, thanks. I got to go because we're coming up on a break. All right, I appreciate that, and that's a liberal area. Well, Dan, real quick, you know, there is something that smells really fishy about this El Paso deal.
I know. Just the whole way they handled it, the way the Democrats have handled it, I think it's like anything the Democrats touch.
And they all came up with the same mantra. Everything in El Paso for the first 24 hours, they were all saying the same thing without even having their facts.
I always said the Democrats are a street gang and Republicans are Sunday school teachers. And this has proven it. They've tapped into something. They're making money off of it in terms of reelection dollars, at least. They're preaching to their own choir, and they're making money.
All right, I got Ian back on the line. Ian, you got about 30 seconds, then we're going to a hard break.
Okay.
Liberal Larry is absolutely correct. Point two, you guys are all talking about 223s, magazines, range, all that. Yeah, we know that because we're gun aficionados.
Yeah.
The average person out here says gun. They don't know a full auto from a semi-auto. They don't know full auto's been outlawed since 1934.
All right, we got to go, though. Here comes the break. And, Dan, I appreciate it, and I got to go, and I'll talk to you on Monday, maybe.
Okay, we'll do. Have a good weekend.
All right, thank you very much. Dan the Man, Ian, and Larry the Liberal, appreciate the phone calls. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860, The Answer.
Song I wrote, little boogie tune called Raise Radio. Little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair of Pete, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle doing a little Rooster Cruising. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. The Sports Center program brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. By the way, good news for you truckers out there. A couple things are going to be happening here in the not-too-distant future. First of all, the full 4 hours of the radio show coming to Orlando. That's the full 4 hours coming to Orlando on our affiliate over there. We'll tell you more about that when that happens. And coming to South Carolina, you'll be able to hear us on I-85, I-77, I-26, I-20, and I-95 all through South Carolina, as well as, parts of Georgia, parts of Tennessee, parts of North Carolina. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. Big old Thunder Boomer up there going to be picking us up and putting us on the air. So, giving you a little heads up there. Now, let me get right to the weather, because a low-pressure system on the West Coast is bringing the potential for strong to severe thunderstorms with gusty winds and heavy rain to the interior northwest this weekend. Some of these storms will have very little rain, so any lightning strikes could ignite and start a wildfire in the dry region out there. And we're talking Washington State, we're talking Oregon, we're talking Idaho, we're talking Nevada, we're talking Utah, and we're talking the western part of Montana. So be careful. Now, more intense heat and humidity continues in the south, with heat indexes approaching 115 degrees in some areas of the south. Let's start with I-20. Let's go all the way out Midland, Texas, and run it all the way back east, all the way to Georgia and into South Carolina. All the way along, heat indexes will be 100 to 115 degrees, take your pick on where it's going to be hotter. Obviously, Texas will probably be warmer than the rest of the country. However, southern Georgia will be too. By the way, we now have a heat index warning for most of Florida today. Now, that just came in the last hour. I-95 from Melbourne north all the way to Jacksonville up into Savannah, Georgia. I-4 across towards Tampa. I-75 from the Tampa area all the way up into Valdosta and then up towards Atlanta, straight up, keep on going. I-10 all the way across from Jacksonville to, holy smokes, Fort Stockton in Texas. So that takes in San Antonio, takes in Austin, takes in Houston. New Orleans, you're in on this. Louisiana, you're in on this. Mississippi, half the state's in on this. Poor air quality alert for the northern part of Mississippi, northeastern part of Arkansas, western part of Tennessee, including Memphis. Poor air quality, unstable weather conditions with a possibility of thunderstorms, central Tennessee, southeastern North Carolina, and northeastern South Carolina. Rain is possible along the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Rochester to Oswego to Pulaski to Watertown. You've got an area right now of unsettled weather in the dead center southern part of South Dakota. Looks like some thunderstorms moving across, some scattered areas of rain up in front of it and behind it. You've got an unsettled area of weather right now in Wyoming, the central part of Wyoming. Be careful there. Heavy rain coming down right now with flood watches and warnings. Western Montana, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the central part of Idaho, the Fruit Valley, Wenatchee, and Yakima, Washington State, rain coming in, fire advisories in the rest of those areas of Washington and Idaho, also most of the state of Oregon, most of the western part of, and central part of Idaho, red flag warnings, and the eastern and southern part of Nevada and the western part of Utah. So be careful. Not a day to be lighting any outdoor fires. Now, heavy rain, western New Mexico down to the Arizona line, down to the Mexican border, and that rain continues all the way across to Phoenix and up north in the southeastern angle all the way up towards I-40. So that's what it's looking like right now. That's your weekend highway and byway report. We'll have another one next hour. But the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops bring you the Highway and Byway Report for the truckers. Make sure that you check them out and see what they have to offer. They're not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Got a lot of great things going on there. All right, on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Saturday morning style.
Yeah, good morning.
We've got so much stuff going on. First of all, little rocket guy over there, little short fat guy, touched off some more missiles last night.
He did, and this is still in violation of the UN Security Council.
Mm-hmm.
And these are, we have to add in the word guided, because he's able to, with these, guide them in whatever direction. This one happened, this last round went into the Sea of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The others had gone across his country, across North Korea. So those two things are distinctive. Now, this is in cadence with Iran that just unveiled their upgraded missile defense system. So I would say, you know, you and I have talked about many times how the two countries do coordinate.
Yeah.
So I don't think some of this is a mistake. I think this is kind of a coordinated situation here.
Okay.
The more North Korea does this, the more we learn, because we've got probably every asset that we can think of, surveillance asset, going on over North Korea right now. And South Korea is also saying there will be more.
Yeah, now very quickly, because we're going to run out of time, have to go to the break. Customs Border Patrol agents fired on upon the river down there, Texas-Mexican border. Gunfire came from the Mexican side of the border. They actually hit the boat, didn't wound anybody, but they actually hit the boat, and this had to be drug cartels.
I would think so. They estimate more than 50 rounds.
Yep.
That's not just, you know, a happenstance thing. That was significant.
So these guys must have stumbled on a drug delivery.
I can't deny that.
Because they turned the boat. When they took the fire, they turned the boat. There was apparently two of them on the boat. I did see the standing orders have changed now on these river boats that they've got. They're going to put a third officer on the boat to do nothing but man the machine gun.
I don't know if those are 50 caliber, what they're going
they're
to do.
They're 30s. They're 30s. Mm-hmm.
They could get very interesting very fast.
Yep, they're 30s, and they've decided now to put the extra man on the boat. Even the Texas DPS, they did it before the Border Patrol did, but the Texas DPS has got a third man manning that that front gun that they've got, the 30 caliber. They've also got one in the rear, which is what the second guy is supposed to do, so the boat operator can operate the boat and do what they need to do. So, the Border Patrol will be going to a third person. I was told that. I saw the directive. And that may change the game a little bit. We'll probably hear about a firefighter or two going on. That's my guess.
Well, we have to be prepared for it. That's for sure.
Yep. All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the music. And, folks, I'm coming right back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, you can go to her website, FoundersCode.com, sign up for all of the articles she writes, and you'll find out what's going on as she writes about them. And you'll be one step ahead of the game. All right. We're coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Be right back right after the news, hour number three.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timeshare cancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.